Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. And, of course, we are live from the TireRack.com studios. Test your skills, folks, on Prize Picks this football season for a fun way to win up to 25 times your cash. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy. Visit PrizePicks.com/I100 and use code ODD100 for a first deposit match up to $100 today. Bottom of the third hour, of course, we've got File or Fair with our man J.R. Gamble of MLBBro.com. And Rob, a lot of NBA games in action tonight. Last night there were just two. Tonight there's plenty. I've got four games on right now watching them. But the big deal is Victor Wembanyama, who you referenced earlier, the 7 foot, I'm going to call him 7 foot 4 inch. Number one draft pick of the San Antonio Spurs. He's from France. He is making his debut tonight for the San Antonio Spurs. I forgot who they even playing. Who they playing, Rob G?
They play the Mavericks.
That's right, Luke and Kyrie.
I bet on that game, right?
That's right. Yeah, so Luke and Kyrie, I mean, two stars in their own right, of course. But this is, Rob, this is a guy that some scouts, and we talked about it months ago, were saying is the best prospect in American sports history. Obviously, that would include the NBA. That would include Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. That would include LeBron James. Those two, I would say, were the best prospects in the history of the sport. And they both, of course, lived up to their billing. So what are you expecting tonight from Victor Wembanyama? I was at LeBron's first game. I covered it for the New York Times. Remember, Robbie, was straight out of high school.
Yep.
He had not played particularly well in the preseason. I mean, he wasn't, you know, horrific where you were like, oh my gosh. But, and he was good. He was fine. He was good, but he wasn't, you know, he didn't take the preseason by storm. And then his first game ever against a Sacramento team that was a contender back then.
If I remember correctly, he didn't play that well, right?
In his debut? No, he was fantastic.
Was he? I don't remember. Yeah, what was it?
It was, remember, they had Chris Webber, Mike Bibby, Peja. Like, that was a great Sacramento team.
I don't remember his numbers at all.
25 points.
Okay.
12 for 20 shooting, which is great.
Yep.
9 assists, 6 rebounds, and 4 steals.
And they lost by 20.
What was the score of that game? Because he was awesome. I don't care what. They lost by 14.
No. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they lost by 14. I talked to Larry Bird the next day and did a story on it. And he said, if this guy is not a certified Hall of Famer within 5 years. Something's gone wrong. He said LeBron James was the only player he had ever seen who he thought could have went to the NBA after his junior year in high school.
Hmm.
And so, obviously, well, but, like I said, LeBron's lived up to the billing.
And the big thing, obviously, LeBron, his size was enormous. I always tell you the story, the time that I met LeBron before he got in the league. He was in high school at the Palace, you know, behind the stands, Chris, you know.
Right.
And I just could not get over his size. I looked at him. It was just me, him, and World Wide West, just the three of us. And it was just World Wide West was introducing me to him.
Right.
You know, that's really what it was. Hey, you should know this guy, blah, blah, blah. And I just met him or whatever. And I just looked at him, and I looked at his – I was in awe.
Now, he was – I mean,
how
bigger,
big he was.
Right? Yeah, and he got bigger.
But I'm just saying,
course,
as a high school, was, for a high school guy.
He was a – that he was great size as a rookie, you know. And, Rob, LeBron's the only guy to come straight into the league out of high school and get busy right away. He averaged 20. No one else. There's been guys. Kyrie played well after 1 year at Duke. Paolo Banchero played well after 1 year at Duke. And there have been a few others. But no one else is coming. Unless I'm missing. Kobe wasn't fantastic early on.
What about Moses Malone when he came out of high school?
Moses went to the ABA and played pretty well.
Right.
But no one's done what LeBron. Rob G, am I missing somebody? McGrady was, you know. It usually took him a little while, and LeBron was great right away. But what do you expect tonight, Rob, from Wembanyama? You want me to give you his numbers from the preseason?
Yeah, give it to me.
Because they were eye-popping. Okay, in 21 minutes, okay, he only played 21 minutes a game in the preseason. He averaged 19.3 points, 2.7 rebounds, or 2.7 blocks. Didn't rebound well, only averaged about 5 rebounds. But check this out, Rob. He played 83 minutes in the 4 games. In those 83 minutes, San Antonio's defensive rating was 102.1. Here's some perspective on that. The Cavaliers last year led the NBA in defensive rating at 110.6.
Mm.
All right. Offensively, in the 83 minutes that he was on the floor, the offensive rating for the Spurs was 123.4. Again, perspective. Sacramento led the league last year with an offensive rating of 119.4, which was that, Rob G, the all-time high? So that was an all-time record. So, again, just a little perspective, but he – when the 83 minutes of the preseason, now some of this is against backups, of course, the Spurs had the highest offensive rating in the history of basketball. So I'm not predicting them making the playoffs this year, but he played well in the preseason, let's just put it that way. So what are you expecting tonight?
Yeah, I'm expecting about 20 points, a little higher. What do you have, 19? So I'll expect about 20, Chris. I'll say 20. 8 rebounds and 2 blocks. That's what I would look at for his first.
I'm going to say my prediction is 26 points, 7 rebounds, and 4 blocks. 26, 7, and 4. Rob, Paul Pierce, who's now on, I don't know if he's permanently on Undisputed, but I'm assuming so, but he's on there talking basketball with Skip Bayless on FS1, he and Kevin Garnett were talking on a podcast recently, and wait till you hear what they said about Wembanyama.
Right now, today, Wemby is one of the top 5 skilled players in the NBA. I said it right now. Right now, of today.
I'm not even barking on
top
that.
Top 5 most skilled players in the league right now.
I'm not even barking on that. You know why I'm saying that? It's because a lot of people don't understand that when you're 7'5".
And can do what KD do.
Stop, man.
You can do what Ante Antetokounmpo do.
Stop.
You can do what Anthony Davis can do.
Stop.
You can do what Embiid. Man, he's one of the top 5 most skilled players.
Listen, the Spurs should make the playoffs.
That's some high praise, Rob.
Yeah, that way high. But I'm not surprised. Oftentimes, guys who were, you know, just a prisoner of the moment, and they to automatically say, without giving me the other four and telling me who you're leaving out of that top five of skilled players, you know, and that's fine.
Well, there's no way I think he's a top five skilled
player. No, I know, but that's what I'm saying, Chris.
Well, over five point guards who would be more skilled,
you skilled know, than like, he is.
You're
right,
just talking about skill. Right. Now, if you want to say skilled
big man for seven footer,
yeah,
right. That's what,
sure.
That's what I'm saying. And of course, you know, it's always the over-the-top analysis and everybody. And then you go back to people and some of these guys later on and they don't remember what they said or, you know what I mean, or they have amnesia all of a sudden. I just think you got to be careful. I think people lose credibility when they're just so quick to crown people. And he could be, Chris, there's no reason for me to believe that he's not going to be a star. I'm not predicting that, but I don't know where he really fits in. Not yet. And it's like anything, you know, like what's his endurance, dribbling the basketball and being out on a perimeter that much. Is he going to be injury prone? Is this going to like there's a lot of stuff that has to happen for him to be that guy. That's all I'm saying. And I think you got to be real careful. What you can say is, yeah, I like what I've seen so far. This guy has, you know, the sky's the limit. You know, if he stays healthy and he continues to develop and get stronger, the guy's as big as a pencil, you know?
Yeah, I think you can talk. I mean, you can say if you see some things, I mean, you can, you know, you can say more than that to me. Like, I my two main concerns, and this one isn't even really a concern, but it's just something we have to throw out there because of his size, Rob. Injuries. Right, you just hope that he doesn't have injury problems. And for the most part, he's been hurt here or there, like most players. But he has not had injury problems and injury history or anything like that. Nothing chronic because of his size or anything. So that's great. My second concern, Rob, and obviously Greg Popovich is a phenomenal coach. Arguably the greatest to ever do it in basketball. There's no doubt. But Rob, let the man play. I do not want to see this dude load managed. I want to see him playing 35 minutes at least tonight, Rob. I'm sorry. I don't. The dude is 19 years old. Like,
right, they'll play him like 22. Right.
Man, if they do that, I'm going to be so upset. And I'm going to be honest. If they were to do that, like, and I don't mean just tonight. Really, it could be just tonight. But if it was a pattern of that, they deserve a call from the league office. If I'm Adam Silver, I'm calling up Greg Popovich or whoever and be like, what are you doing? Play this young man. I mean, if he's hurt, fine. But this guy is healthy. LeBron James, and I get it, he wasn't 7'4". But he averaged 40 minutes a game almost, like 39.8 as a kid out of high school his first year. Played 79 games. Tim Duncan in the Spurs organization averaged 39 minutes a game over his first 6 years and played all but 9 games. He only missed 9 games, Rob, in those first 6 years he played for the Spurs. So they weren't even doing this early, you know, a couple decades ago. And then they started load managing guys, and Kawhi Leonard kind of was load managed from the get-go. And look at his injury history. That dude can't get through a season. And so let this guy play. Rob, sometimes, obviously, you know, nobody wants to see him get hurt. But it's a risk in every sport. Let the guy play. And that's one thing I is a concern if they're going to load manage him to death. So
yeah, I'm with you. I'm sure, right? a lot of fans just want to let the kid play. He's a kid. Like, you shouldn't have to baby him. Let him play. If there's an injury or there's something you want to take be cautious with, but there's nothing. You said it. There's nothing in his history to not say that the guy can't go out and play 30 minutes or 32 minutes or 35 minutes. What is he's in the prime of his life, the kid.
Rob, have you watched any of the preseason, like seen much
I've
of
I've just
him?
Seen the highlights. You've seen highlights.
Rob, he looks like something from another world. I mean, it's unlike anything we've seen. And Chet Holmgren, I remember seeing him in high school. He's, what, 7'2"? He plays for the Thunder, and he's a good player. I like Holmgren a lot. He was unique. It was like, wow, they got this 7'2 kid handling the ball. You know, he's from America and all that, and he's a very good prospect. Victor Wembanyama is like that on steroids. Like, he's more skilled than Chet, I believe. He's bigger than Chet. Like, he's Chet, you know, 2.0, you know. And so, Rob, this dude could be phenomenal. If his man body, and he's still got to grow into that, of course. If his man body is anything near Giannis's man body, it's over. It's over. Now, his man body might be like a Kevin Durant, you know, where you stay thin and you never get to be a really big guy. And that would be fine, too. But if it's like Giannis's or close, it's over. I haven't seen anything like this, and nobody else has either. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. What do you expect tonight from Victor Wembanyama in his NBA debut against the Dallas Mavericks? Your thoughts next. I couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut. The new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All of your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on what you expect from Victor Wembanyama tonight.
All right. It's going to be an anticipation. And, Chris, I just checked that Knicks score. Look at that. They came back.
Yep. Up 90-88 with 6 minutes left.
Still a lot of time.
Boston, wow. Yeah.
That's good, a big, good job. Big comeback. You. Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, let's start with Albert. In Honolulu, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Albert?
Aloha, fellas.
Aloha.
What's up, man?
I'm not so high on Wemby as everybody else. Definitely, I don't disagree with you guys. He's definitely a unicorn. Not too many 75 guys that have the shot in the handles that he does. But as far as expectations, I think we may be setting the bar a little too high. Seeing maybe 16, 18 points today, maybe two or three blocks, maybe 7, 8 rebounds. But, yeah, I mean, he's a baller. Definitely, you know, wish him the best. But I think it's going to be kind of a change to, you know, come to the NBA and do it against NBA players now.
It was interesting because he played two pre-summer league games, looked bad in the first one. Looked good in the second one.
Right.
But he's looked better in the preseason, much better than he did in summer league.
And I'm sure when you first start, Chris, summer league, all the expectations.
Yeah.
The little jitters, pressure, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a lot. There's no doubt about it.
I mean, let's not – people are human, you know?
Right.
I don't care how good you are, you do something, you know. Chris, the first time you were on national television and that light went on, you remember? You fumbled your first two words out of your mouth. Oh, no?
That was
maybe that was me. Maybe that was me.
Do you remember your first time on national TV?
I'd
have to think.
You know what?
I probably could figure it out.
You know, guess where it was? Well, I shouldn't say that. There was a network called New Sport I was on. But I think it was the Fox News Channel. When they used to have a sports show, I was on that, Chris.
Wow.
And Brian Kilmeade was the sports host on a Sunday. I used to do that show. Fox News Channel. That was a long time in the 90s. All right, let's go to Gary in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Gary?
Yeah, okay. So he better score 19 because I got money on the over. But one thing I'm interested in is to see his jumper. Because if his jumper is just, like, decent, like, he moves so well. Like, I don't even know, like, how you would even scheme to guard him. Because, like, he's so fluid. Like, he's hitting people with the low crossover. Not even Kevin Durant does. Not even Durant does that. So that's what I want.
No, you're right. Like, his handle off the dribble, and Durant's is really good. It looks like it might be better in the preseason off the dribble. And you're right. He's hitting his little mid-range jumpers. You're not going to be able to block it, obviously. I mean, it's just not even a chance of that. All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got Foul and Fair coming up next. But first...
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what the? That ball is...
It was a big week in the big leagues.
Who's up? Who's up?
I don't believe it! My, oh my!
Is it foul or is it fair? And now, from MLBBro.com... Here's J.R. Gamble.
That's right. It is Foul or Fair here on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio, a segment where we go around the diamond to discuss all the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. In order to do so properly, we had to bring in the guy who single-handedly got MLB Bro on MLB Network and MLB.com. He had no help from anybody inside the company.
Wow.
Man, J.R. Gamble.
Yes, sir. What's up, fellas?
What up, bro?
World Series on the horizon. I'm glad I still can hold on to baseball season because I see this basketball stuff that's going on and it reminds me why baseball is the most authentic and pure sport that still exists.
Man, stop it.
Yes, go ahead.
Stop.
Wax poetically, Jay.
I like baseball too, but stop it.
For sure. How are you fellas?
Y'all got bases the size of queen mattresses now.
Chris, I'm appalled that you would say that because you're such a hashtag baseball guy. That's what you were telling me.
I'm right. Baseball guy.
Until he picked the Phillies over.
Tell me, JR, what is so pure about baseball? Authentic and pure, the exact words you used.
Yes. It plays true to itself. We don't need the extra hype.
What does that mean? It plays true to itself.
Yeah, we don't need the extra hype. And, you know, the social media interest and everything to determine who we like and who's going to win. With baseball, it's like an underdog like Marte or an Alex Thomas. They can just come in, do something sensational, and it just holds true to what it is. It's about me and you, not the tabloids, not who the refs like. it plays true.
No, it just means the best team doesn't win most of the time because of the nature of the sport. That's all. It's like March Madness. Anything can happen.
Well, you are
give you that.
The rules expert, Chris, not me. So I will defer to you on those things. This is my personal opinion.
No, I'm just messing.
We will never defer to Chris Broussard on anything.
Let's get this thing.
All right, let's get to it. I got three baseball topics. JR started the segment. He gets the first crack, every single one. Here we go. After only getting three hits across the first six games of the NLCS, D-backs rookie Corbin Carroll's a stud, had three in Game 7 alone to get Arizona to the World Series. Now, that sounds good, but JR, foul or fair to say the D-backs cannot NOT win the title if Carroll's only hitting 222 in the World Series?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, the Diamondbacks aren't just Carroll. I mean, Tommy Pham's a huge reason why this season turned around offensively, and he's been iffy with the exception of that huge Game 6 homer to set it off, and he wore out the Dodgers early in the NLDS, but, you know, Marte and Gurriel Jr., they've been doing what they usually do during the season. Alec Thomas is another key. He's already hit three big homers, none bigger than a two-run shot against the Phillies in Game 4. The 6-5 comeback win. And, of course, they need Carroll to be close to the same player that should be the runaway winner for NL Rookie of the Year. But trying to figure out who's going to do what from series to series to me is impossible because baseball, that's why they list stats over periods of time because any MLB player can be Babe Ruth for three games to win a series. And that's really all it takes.
Nah, that's the truth. I'm with JR. That's foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, look, they're not a one-man show by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, they got it could be any number of guys to step up. He mentioned a few of them. But didn't they have like, I think, four guys hit over 20 home runs. And so they're a balanced team with several guys that are capable of stepping up. And they can manufacture runs. So I think they could win it even if Carroll struggles. Obviously, you want him to play well, but that wouldn't write him off.
What did you say? Fair?
We both said foul.
Foul, yeah. No, fair. I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
Dude, that dude is the catalyst to why this whole thing turned around. He had an unbelievable season. He got the D-backs off to a great start. And if this guy doesn't hit or produce, there's no way the Diamondbacks are winning a World Series if he hits under 200. It ain't going to happen. Despite all the other pieces, which I agree you need in baseball, we just saw what happened when Bryce Harper went 0-7 in the last two games for the Phillies at home. They didn't even get to the World Series. Your stars have to perform, and Carroll is a star.
Okay. All right. Question number two, foul or fair, J.R. Gamble.
I think I answered that one nicely.
That was good, Rob. That's why you have a podcast that was out earlier today that is sweeping the nation.
That's right. It did drop today. Chris, did you not listen to it today?
I already listened to it. I never miss MLB. Okay. Bro,
inside
the podcast.
Please
right. Learn the name of the podcast, Chris.
After nine years on the air, right?
Jeez Louise. All right, here we go.
I listened to it as soon as it drops. So there.
Question number two. Of the 26 players to play in the postseason for the Rangers, nine were acquired in free agency. Those nine players accounted for a 23.3 WAR in the regular season, which is the third most by any World Series team in baseball history. Of course, those are non-homegrown players. JR, foul or fair to say this Rangers run will inspire more teams to spend big in free agency?
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
I mean, the Dynasty Yankees and those Red Sox winners didn't inspire other teams to spend big in free agency. And more recently, the Dodgers. Then, no, Texas going for it one time by signing Seager and Semien to those huge deals in the offseason. That's not going to make small market teams or mid-market teams start spending more. If anything, the failure of the Padres rings louder as a caution against big spending than Texas hitting all the right buttons, which happens sometimes for the first time in a very long time. So, no.
I'm going to say fair.
It's a fair ball.
All I'm saying is you're right. The Padres didn't win out, But the Rangers were a middle-of-the-road, nothing kind of franchise that's never won anything. They went out, and they don't want to be Tampa Bay. They don't want to, like, the little engine that could, and you can't win. And you got to go out and spend money. It's not just about giving away free agency money. You got to get good players. Seager and Semien put them on a different plateau. And even though DeGrom didn't work out, I love where their thinking was. And they got rewarded because now they're in the World Series, and they wouldn't have been had they been waiting for their farm hands to develop.
I'm going to say foul.
That is a foul ball.
How'd it work out for the Mets? You already mentioned the Padres. What about the Angels? Have they haven't spent money over the years? I mean, it just – no. I mean, they – look, God bless, you know, the Rangers and all that. But it does not work out for all these teams. I mean, we talked about it earlier, Rob. Washington let Bryce Harper go and won the World Series the next year. And so, nah, I'm more with JR on this one. I don't think this is going to provoke more spending. Of course, you got to get the right guys, but I don't think this will do it.
All right, last one. Fowler Fair here on the Odd Couple. JR Gamble sitting in with the fellas.
Yes,
this
sir.
Is a tough one for Rob. I know he's going to hate this story. Rangers and D-backs scoring off in the World Series, as you know, but not everybody's happy about it. In fact, 538's Nate Silver, best known for totally botching the presidential election projections.
That's right. There you go. That was, that was not a good moment
for him. It
was
terrible. It was absolutely brutal.
He blew it.
Called it, quote, the least compelling World Series matchup maybe ever. JR, simple question. Foul or fair to say a Rangers D-backs World Series is bad for baseball?
Fair.
It's a fair ball.
The problem is you don't get the fringe fans with teams like this. It's a nice story for baseball purists who understand the history of the teams, but baseball stars are already like the most unknown stars in all of the sport, major sports world, you know, so baseball is different from all other sports in that fans identify with teams more than players. So unless it's someone like a Judge, Mookie Betts, try the big name that transcends the sport, and baseball doesn't have many of those, so you already know the Raiders are going to be average because nobody cares about these teams, honestly. Rob's probably going to try to, you know, wax poetic, but nah, it's a trash World Series. We know it. And if you don't like baseball, you definitely don't want to see these teams. I'm sorry to tell you.
Wow. I'm with JR, but JR, be on the lookout for a pink slip from MLBBro.com. My goodness. He's right, though. It's fair.
It's a fair ball.
I'm sorry. It just is. All right? This is like Rob and I used to talk about March Madness. If, you know, some little Cinderella teams that nobody's heard of, if you get two of them in the final, oh, it's cute, you know, in the weeks leading up to the Final Four, but let two no-names make the championship game and see who cares. All right, so I'm just – there's no humongous superstars in here who are drawing the casual fans. They're already competing with the start of the NBA season. Obviously, the NFL is king. This is, look, it's fair. These are the two teams that earned it. God bless them. I'll be watching. But no, it's not good for baseball.
Foul.
That is a foul ball.
Dude, the same teams can't win all the time. It can't always be the Dodgers and the Braves and the Yankees. Are those better marquee matchups? Yes. Every so often you have to have where these other teams feel like this and their other fans have a chance to win. This is not a bad thing. The Rangers and their fan base, the D-backs and their fan base, it gives hope to other teams around baseball. And if I remember correctly, before the pandemic and the last couple of NBA finals or whatever, two of the lowest rated NBA finals were involved, the San Antonio Spurs and the Lakers and the New Jersey Nets and the Lakers. Like, so, no, the Spurs, I should say, and the Nets, and the Lakers and the Spurs. So what does that say? Is that great for the NBA? You know what I mean? Sometimes
Lakers
teams that
and
are,
the Spurs.
Yeah, the Lakers and Spurs. That Lakers and the, who am I thinking of?
The Nets?
It was the Nets and the Lakers and the Spurs and the Nets, right? Those
NBA
two.
Today.
Yeah. Yeah, those two and I think it was those two were the lowest. But anyway, my point is sometimes other teams are going to get in. There's nothing you can do about it. That's all.
All right, JR, great stuff, my man.
No, not all the way. 2 out of 3, not bad.
It's getting fun. It's getting fun tearing you guys to pieces every week, I tell you.
All right, don't forget the podcast that's dropped, Chris. Go get Inside the Parker wherever you get your podcast. It's out. It's fresh. It's a playoff edition.
I never miss Inside the Parker. With that said, JR, thank you, brother.
Thank you.
More iCouple. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and we're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, you brought it up with Randy Mueller. Deshaun Watson out this upcoming game for Cleveland. He missed 2 games. And then came back and threw 5 passes last week and got injured and now will miss the upcoming game. And wasn't playing particularly well before he got hurt. Let's just keep it real. And so, Rob, what are your thoughts about this Deshaun Watson? I don't even want to call it an experiment, but just the whole situation.
Yeah, I'm at the point on throwing the towel in on this. I think that the Browns are not going to win, that this is not going to work out for them. And for whatever reason, Chris, if it's he feels different from what he's been through, because even before that.
You think there could be some of that?
It might. Yeah, I just don't understand. I'm not saying he's supposed to get back to being in a battle for league MVP.
He's still a young guy, though. I mean, it's not like we're talking about a 34-year-old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get it.
He's
but
young
sometimes
enough
where you keep wondering, like, he doesn't look anything like that guy to me.
Nothing.
That's the Chris. Where's the glimpses? Wow, Deshaun Watson threw 4 touchdowns, no picks, had 365 yards. Man, you know what I'm like? We haven't seen that.
Yep.
This is the second season now. We haven't seen anything close to that.
No, it's all. And now look, he's obviously playing better than Zach Wilson, but I'm gonna make the comparison in this regard. It's kind of like that in that he had been so bad last year, which we kind of get, right? Because he was just coming back from the suspension. But it's kind of like anytime he plays remotely well, Rob, like serviceable, it's like, oh, here he comes, you know?
Right,
I remember thinking that a few games, like I think the third game of the year or something like that, you know, he was okay. And it was like, oh, he's starting to show signs, you know? So, but it's, nah, he hasn't been close. And Rob, they got a good team, obviously.
Well, but that's the part.
They can run the football. Their defense has been very good. They got some good enough receivers. Their line is great. They just need a quarterback.
I said it before. You know, they thought, Chris, with that defense and with the running game and all the stuff, they get a quarterback, add some water, stir, and they're going to the Super Bowl. That's what the thought was. They didn't know that the road back for Deshaun Watson was going to take this kind of a detour. It's on its way to Albuquerque, not to the Super Bowl.
No, it's bad. And I did think he'd have a much better year this year. But, Rob, I also think, and who knows? You were saying, look, if a guy's really hurt, more power to him.
I'm not going to, I'm not going to challenge that. I'm just
But
not, yeah.
It does. I hear you. And obviously, if somebody's really hurt, you don't want them to play. But there are some things where it just looks like he doesn't really want to play either. Now maybe I'm speculating, but it just looks like he's not trying to push through. I mean, we see Justin Herbert playing with a broken finger. Last year, Aaron Rodgers played with a broken finger on his throwing hand. Herbert played through rib injury last year. Like, Jalen Hurts had a knee brace on the last game, and he's darn near limping after the games. Like, there are guys that just want to play, and Deshaun seems to have lost that, Rob. You and I were saying he should have been – now, this was on Houston. They should have made him play or at least done the best they could his last year there. They let him show up and collect his money, and they didn't make him play. And it seems like, I don't know, it just feels like he's not interested in playing to me. So yeah,
it's weird. It's a weird thing. It's really bad.
Yeah, yeah. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, right here from the TireRack.com studios. Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM 83 for the fire coming your way from Smith and Harmon.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.